Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And we're having another great conversation, and this time is with Dr. Lance Greif from Great Neck. Actually, his phone number is 516-829-1028. That's 516-829-1028. And he's right there on Bostow Road in Great Neck, which is basically the center of town. And we were talking about orthos or
we were talking about the customized orthotics.
Orthotics. I was going for the word. I got your name right now. I couldn't remember the orthos.
Right. That's okay.
How does the insurance work for that?
It's a little tricky these days. As with most insurance issues today, there are a lot of changes. There are fewer companies that are covering orthotics, but we try to be fair and try to keep the price fair to the patient. And there are a lot of changes today. So there's definitely an issue today with insurance coverage, where there's more responsibility for the patient.
That's Medicare or general or private? Both.
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
Both.
And that's important, you know, because I mean the cost makes sense, but it's very appreciative then that you work with people.
Correct.
Which is important. Fall prevention we were talking about, and another word that came up during the break was neuropathy, which I've heard a few people. That's like a numbing. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is also a very, but let's start with fall prevention.
Okay, so gait imbalances today are a very hot issue. We're very concerned with fall prevention. Certainly, I think the issue with seniors for the most part is prevention, safety, improving and maintaining the quality of life,
mm-hmm.
and really recommending safe and reliable treatment plans to give the most consistent results. And we're using different modalities today to evaluate the patients for falling, and also different modalities and treatment options to keep them safe. Back to the orthotics, just to wrap things up on the orthotic issue, we use the orthotic to treat a lot of mechanical imbalances. So not just for the foot, where we see metatarsal pain or forefoot pain, certainly plantar fascia pain, which we discussed, and Achilles tendon pain, but ankle, knee, and hip and back pain, we also use the orthotics to control the mechanical forces and the repetitive motion that's aggravating those problems. So people that have had knee implants, hip implants, or compensating from a hip arthritis or a knee arthritis, the orthotics are very, very helpful. Now, orthotics control the foot.
Right.
They don't control the leg for the most part. So when you're dealing with a patient that has poor balance issues, whether it's from peripheral neuropathy, which we can discuss, or post-stroke or Parkinson's patients, whatever the reason may be, it's important to go higher up. And there are some nicer braces that we're using now. So they're called ankle-foot orthotics. So essentially, it's an extension that extends from the foot orthotic up above the ankle, just behind the calf or alongside the ankle, to give better balance to support that postural swing, that teeter-tottering some of the patients may feel, as well as that tendency to fall backwards and forwards as well. And the higher up we go, the more of a fulcrum we can get. And by far, we're improving the patient's balance with the help of physical therapy as well, because we do want to evaluate the patient's core strength and muscle strength.
Right.
And as long as we can strengthen those muscles and identify the weaknesses and use the orthotics and the shoe gear as well, come at the shoe gear all the time, the proper shoe gear, we can definitely give the patient a better foundation to walk on and prevent falling in the future.
That's amazing. It's very, very interesting. And I understand it, talking about the orthotic and everything else now, that, you know, if your foot is flat, I mean, just getting the right movement of the foot, how it works your way up and helps your knee and hip.
Right, correct. I mean, essentially, they're like glasses for the most part.
Yeah.
A lot of the problems that we're seeing are from compensation over time. And the orthotic helps us bring the ground up to the foot. We're going to sandwich something, the orthotic or the brace, sandwich something between the ground and the foot to control the compensation that's causing the problem. It's like the tires of your car. We want to keep everything in good alignment
so that
the car is working efficiently and smoothly, and there's no different like that than that with your body as well.
I am fully aware that a fall can be so life-threatening.
Uh-huh.
And I know that it doesn't matter who you are or whatever, these falls do not go well as we begin to get older.
Right, right.
So anything that we can do to support preventing falls and trying to enhance one's balance and mobility is exceedingly important and should be high priority.
The one issue we discussed before about insurance coverage is that many of the insurance companies do understand the importance of this in fall prevention. And ironically, most insurance plans, including Medicare, will cover the braces for fall prevention in fall.
Okay. That's amazing. It's going to be. It's important because a fall is threatening. Falls are life changing, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
Medicare has to pay for it for the rest of the person's
and
life.
Prevention is paramount.
Yeah, and it's the simplest things, unfortunately. But between not being steady, which is the main thing as we go forward with seniors, and then you know a curb or whatever it is that a normal person will be able to bounce off it, mm-hmm. or a younger person, you know, a 10-year-old, a 20-year-old is going to fall off the curb. They'll deal with it. When a 75 or 80-year-old falls off the curb, it's a whole different ballgame.
I can tell you from my own experience, having worked with multiply handicapped children who were not mobile, once they got a brace and with physical therapy, they were walking somewhat. And
wow.
So that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And they could get out of a wheelchair and be able, with maybe a gait trainer, to be able to have that experience that they didn't have before. So that's really, really important, again, in staying in the mainstream, being independent. These are really important things.
The most important thing is, between both doctors today, you know, you don't have to be sitting home saying, I don't walk around, I really don't see the TV that well, and complaining. And it's a terrible thing to say. Make an appointment. Either call, you know, the foot doctor, call Dr. Lance, call Dr. Valerie and say, everything's blurry. Now, maybe, unfortunately, it's going to be blurry forever. And maybe I'm not going to be able to walk because I have a condition that you can't be fixed. But I'm sure 9 out of 10 of them, if not 10 out of 10, there's something that could be done to give you a greater degree of mobility. And then you're not going to be saying no when you get invited to go someplace. Sure. If you can pick me up, I'll be able to walk to the movie or wherever I'm going.
Absolutely.
I don't want to put Dr. Greif on a spot, but
just off the top of your head,
surely I will. Yes, surely you will. At the top of your head, about what is the percentage of people who are 50 or 60 years and older? How many come into your practice?
A substantial amount of patients are coming in that age group. And I think the important thing is that I have 90-year-old patients that are playing tennis, golf, and doing Zumba. I have 65-year-old patients that are sedentary. So we do span the gamut of conditions as well, but it is gratifying to keep some of my older patients active and engaged in the activities they want, because when they can't, other things happen. They get depressed, they get emotional issues, and if we can keep them active, that is a very, very, very gratifying part of what we do.
Do you also see patients who, as we spoke earlier with Dr. Trubnik, have diabetes?
Yeah, diabetes and foot care is a very, very, very important issue as well. Diabetic patients are prone to a couple of things. One issue is that they can be immunocompromised. The second issue is that there are vascular concerns. So small vessel disease is very common in the foot. And neuropathy is very common as well. And neuropathy is a numbness, a vague sensation, numbness, burning, a tingling sensation. It can occur in the evening when people are going to sleep. It can occur in the daytime while they're walking. And we really want to, again, look at the patient in a whole and try to evaluate those conditions. Because one of the issues that happens with diabetics is they can develop wounds called ulcers, which are on the bottom of the foot or over a bony prominence. And that is something which can really be very, very difficult to treat. So early intervention, early screening is a very important part of treating diabetics and diabetic wounds. And there are some wonderful products that we use today to stage the wound care. There were not as many products out when I was in my residency several years ago, but there are some wonderful products out now that we use to stage the wound and to get these wounds to heal as quickly as possible, to hopefully avoid a surgical procedure in the future. And also we do use things like the orthotics again, or different type of shoe modifications to offload the pressure off these wounds to get them to heal.
Wow. That's true, too. I mean, every time you keep stepping on it, mm-hmm. you're going to keep opening it or breaking it or whatever.
Repetitive motion is the key.
Right.
So let's see now. Do we need to talk about skin care and nails? because is this also an aspect of your practice that is an important thing to cover?
Absolutely. Let's just talk about diabetes again, about the neuropathy for a second, because neuropathy is also an important part of the diabetes. Neuropathy, that very vague sensation, very often...
Neuropathy is only not just with diabetes though, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So very often, we're one of the first ones to see neuropathic pain, even before the patients are diagnosed with neuropathy.
Okay.
Some of the blood tests are not that sensitive to pick up diabetes, and the symptoms can occur before they're actually diagnosed with full-blown diabetes.
Okay.
But you're right. Neuropathy can occur from different reasons. Certainly diabetes is one of them. Back problems where the nerves do travel down to the feet are another. I definitely see a lot of neuropathy with patients that are taking statins and cholesterol medication now, or other type of medication can cause neuropathy. And also chemo-induced neuropathy. Some of the chemotherapeutic agents cause neuropathy in the feet, and that's a very, very important thing to realize for patients as well that have chemotherapy, because very often they're not even aware that's a possible complication, and they come in crying because their feet are burning, they're tingling, they're numb.
Right.
They're hypersensitive when they're walking, and very often it's from the chemotherapy agents as well. There are some great techniques that we use now to diagnose neuropathy, whether it's this traditional method with its nerve conduction testing and EMGs, muscle testing. We can do epidermal nerve biopsies now to test the quality of the nerve, and the treatment for neuropathy now is great as well. There are some traditional medications. We use some injection techniques. There are some vitamins that are helpful, like the ophthalmologist suggested before. We use inositol, evening primrose, alpha lipoic acid, the B-complex vitamins, and that's a great way to treat neuropathy as well. And we use a great treatment in the office now as well called neurogenics, where we use sensors, much like EKG sensors, and we place them strategically on different parts of the foot, and we stimulate the nerve to hopefully allow that nerve to regenerate and work properly to restore the normal integrity of the sensation.
Amazing.
I'm amazed. We're out of time, and I'm amazed.
Know,
because
right.
This was like,
right.
Wow, the wrap up.
Again, because there's obviously more to talk about.
I want to thank you so much, Dr. Greif. Excuse me. This was tremendous, and we do. I have to have you back. Phone number is 516-829-1028, and that's on Barstow Road in Great Neck. And this was informative. And it's again, between the eyes and between your feet. Everybody can relate to it. This is not something that people are listening to. And of course, any questions, you call 311. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.